From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. The accused gunman in last month's shootings at a Planned Parenthood clinic is facing more than 150 separate charges, including multiple counts of first-degree murder. 57-year-old Robert Deere had a number of outbursts during the court appearance, calling himself, quote, a warrior for the babies. He also said he does not want a psychological evaluation. After the proceedings, District Attorney Dan May said he would not comment on the defendant's behavior. May also said he has time to decide whether or not to seek the death penalty.
Once he is arraigned, we have 9 weeks or 63 days to file a written motion with the court stating whether we will be seeking the death penalty. If we will not, then the maximum charges, the only sentence in Colorado for first-degree murder is a life sentence at that point without the possibility of parole.
The next court proceeding is scheduled for December 23rd. The arraignment will likely come sometime after that. Deere is accused of killing three and wounding more in an hours-long standoff at the clinic. The Colorado Springs Police Department says the law enforcement officers injured in the incident have all been released from the hospital. Interior Secretary Sally Jewell says she's seen no evidence of criminal negligence in a toxic wastewater spill triggered by federal workers at an inactive Colorado gold mine. Jewell said during congressional testimony today that the 3 million gallon spill was clearly an accident and highlights the hazards posed by tens of thousands of abandoned mines across the country. Republicans counter that Interior's investigation into the spill fails to hold the EPA accountable. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.